right, folks, welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, your host. I hope you all had a really fine long weekend. Ooh, excuse me. Had lots of Easter chocolate, got some schoolwork done. It's getting that time of the year. Today's show is going to be featuring some music by Robert Singley. Robert Singley is a grad student here at UBC studying composition. And he has a really amazing website. It's Sounds the Songs of Seabirds, all one word, .bandcamp.com. And on his website, he actually put a lot of music up for free to download. He's got full album length stuff. He's got what I'm going to play is what actually comes up first. It's his Winterscapes, which was done in March. I believe he basically is doing all of these through improv. And this one that I'm playing is using an old Baldwin tube organ that he got off Craigslist. So that's cool. And I'll read you a little bit about Winterscapes here. He wrote here, "Remembering winter in the spring after a winter that never came. Snowdrift, slush, ice, frozen beards, biting wind, a snow cave on the side of the hill when the drift got over 10 feet deep. Slumber in the snow cave, the silence from the snow blanket waiting for the frost to heave." So I'm going to start with this. I'm going to play Winterscape 1. These are slightly longer tracks, so I'll be back after that, and then I'll let you know what else I'm going to be playing for you today. So here's Winterscape 1, and this is by Robert Singley.
Thank you. Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. This is Robin. Very, very mellow, this winterscape by Robert Singley. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Rib. And, let's see. Next up, I'm playing a couple tracks next by Bird Show Band. And I'm really sorry if I played these before. I really can't remember, and I didn't write it down. So, they're really great, though, so they're worth hearing again if you missed it. Bird Show Band put out this new album. It's a self-titled album. Now, I've played some stuff by Bird Show before. Bird Show is Ben Vita, so now he's got a band backing him up. This is out on Amish Records, and the band here, they're doing a lot of improv. They have a lot of electronic stuff going on. It's fun. Some Moog solos. You know what? I think I did play this. Oh, bad. I really can't remember. Whatever, though. You know, it's a long weekend. It's a holiday. I'm going to start with Little Song. This is the second track on the album. And I'm going to follow that with Quartet. Both of these are by Bird Show. But before I start with the tunes, I want to let you know about something that is coming up starting Thursday, going until Sunday night, and that is the 2010 Sonic Boom Festival, which is happening at the Western Front, which is on 303 East 8th, close to Main and Kingsway. It starts Thursday night, and it runs until Sunday night, and this is a new music festival put on by Vancouver Pro Musica, and all local composers are featured here. Many, many students from UBC, as well as others from Kamloops, Maple Ridge, New Westminster, you know, people from all over BC here. And the festival pass for all four nights is only $35. And I'm looking at the program here, and it's all four nights are really, really good. There's also a masterclass on the Sunday going from 10 to 1. It's a composer's masterclass. Otherwise, for general admission, it's $20 a ticket or $15 for students, seniors. And you can get tickets at the door, cash only. So I highly recommend. Now, last week I had three composers in the studio, and we did a really fun interview, actually. If you want to check it out, the podcasts are up on the CITR website. And these three musicians, composers, are all having pieces played at Sonic Boom. So you should definitely go and check at least one of the concerts. I mean, this only happens once a year. And it's going to be really, really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing some listeners there. Also, I hung up on a caller by accident. If you're still listening, I will try not to do that again. But let's get on to the tunes here now. This is Little Song by the Bird Show Band, followed by Quartet. Thank you. Bad Robin, bad. I did play that like 2 weeks ago, so I'm gonna stop. That was great. That was the first track there. I think I'm actually going to play something else instead of Quartet, also by Bird Show Band. I'm going to put on a track by Sun Ra. This is called Where Pathways Meet. And this was actually re-released on an album titled Bob Blank, The Blank Generation. So Bob Blank was a really influential producer. And so he did the album that Sun Ra had this track on. So I'm going to play this instead. So let's change it up a bit. Here's Sun Ra. This is called Where Pathways Meet.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
All right, you're listening to The Rib on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm going to go on with the Winterscapes by Robert Singley. This is my feature. I'm going to play the third Winterscape, which also has Samuel Zavaleta on playing. And this is a bit longer. This is about a little more than 15 minutes long. Following that, I will have some stuff played by the residents, and I also found in the station a hip-hop play in three acts that I'll play a couple of tracks from. So stick around for that, too. But here is the third Winterscape by Robert Singley.
CITR presents the Ruby Suns with Toro y Moi and No Gold, Friday, April 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Renowned for their diligent mixing and precise timing, the Ruby Suns blend Afrobeats and 80s synth-pop to create a sunny indie mash with a distinct Kiwi flavor. Doors at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. Tickets available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Zulu, or online at www.ticketweb.ca. That's the Ruby Suns with Toro y Moi and No Gold, Friday, April 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. This is Robin, your host, and we just heard Winterscape 3 by Robert Singley. And you can check out his website. It is soundsthesongsofseabirds.bandcamp.com. You can listen to a lot of his music there. I'm going to be playing a couple tracks from the hip-hop play in three acts that I mentioned earlier. This is put out by Hippolyte A, the Hippolyte A Project, and it's called Aphelion Star Fragment with a cast of over 15 demigods. It's a little bit confusing to me. I'm not really sure exactly what is going on, but it's interesting. And it's I think, quite a conceptual little album that they put out here. But it was actually recorded in Edmonton and is presented by Little Whore Records. So I'm going to be playing two tracks. I'm playing 6 and 7, Titan Figure Part 1, an excerpt from that, and Dionysus Figure with Tzatzika, and Hippolyte Albrighton Sax. And these are both from Act 1. So let's check these out. This is Aphelion Star Fragment.
Briareos, Dionysus, Diana, join me for my last meal before departing to the north, to the Orphic gates of Poseidon's deep. A glacial belt below Prometheus's mountain, sleeping soundless underneath Gaia's street. My siblings, toast to my dream. Yes, one where I journey to the highest summit of 50,000 feet. A full vantage of the aged dance between blue sky and the depths of space. I go to meet Hyperion, face his final fiery defeat. Catch my breath, burn to ash from that ancient heat. That blast of Hyperion's last gasp happened 2,000 turns of the earth before my birth. Lifetime spent witnessing the creeping supernova like pastel-colored seas. Yes, a toast to my dream, the one where I journey into the heart of a star. Brothers, sister, we are new titans leading father figures towards castration, swinging the scythe we use to honor our mothers in their liberation from strife and struggle. So the lives of the children ascend the heavens, hands open, palms embrace, no more weapons. We are born with the nature to shine brighter than lightning, strike more than once, manifest, change shape, command the elements. We are young gods battling our beautifully very human flaws with sunspot preciseness.
Pantheon of Greek gods, who I feel pretty honored to be named after.
Let me be the one to demonstrate the power found in manifestation. Emancipate the ugliest thing about yourself. Let it go.
Dionysus is known as the Greek god of wine, the great patron of the arts, the god of theater, known as the great liberator.
The ego knows no foe but throw, and I know that time is anon and on and on.
He is known for driving women into orgiastic frenzies, a Bacchic frenzy.
Beauty born so simply in simplicity. Beauty born so simply in simplicity. Light is bright, but I might describe a weakness within that source that fuels my strength to maintain forced capacity.
Very interesting.
At maximum.
Very interesting.
At maximum.
And there's a great sense that Dionysus helped to free people from the confines of their bodies and minds and rational thought in order to free them into the unrestrained flow of life.
Let it flow like wine. Can't taste the tannin, no time.
And he's also known to have died and then been reborn. Second breath.
All night, back us on the mountain top. Tight to a lifeline. Torn by a wild hand. Desire and demand. Left out to moaning. Taboo, Tegoka. Broke down, dog. You can't moan no more.
Although many would saying that Dionysus encouraged people to vibrate on their baser levels. But as always, it depends on how you look at it. Regardless, Dionysus is one of those fascinating figures, a very original god, the pantheon of gods.
All right, folks, how about we play a little Residence? Well, why not? This is from the album Duck Stab, and it came out in 1978. It's called Constantinople.
Here I come, Constantinople. Here I come, Constantinople.
All right, folks, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of new music for Music Boxes. This is written by Jay Morton. And that's it for The Rib this week. I will be back next week. And definitely check out as much Sonic Boom Festival as you can. See you, folks.